Chaz, AJ, mornings.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. So at around 8:30, we ran an alert for a tsunami.
Right.
That was not supposed to go out to radio stations. Hello? It's not ringing.
Hello?
Hello? How did this get to the front desk? I'm so sorry.
I called the front desk.
You are so sorry.
I'm so sorry. My apologies, Chaz.
This is our guy in front.
This is our front line during tsunami day.
No. I'm so sorry, Chaz. How can I help you?
I want to know how you're doing.
Yeah, really?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. It's very kind of you. I'm fine. Everything's good.
I love him.
I love him awesome. Too.
I really do.
Right.
All good. No, I just, like I said,
so were
a
you
lot
picking,
of calls and stuff. But,
yeah. Were you picking
some people,
up?
Some people were freaking out on me. Wouldn't even let me really talk, to be honest, but everybody kind of calmed down. I kind of got them to take a breath and relax a little bit. So
very good.
You lead by example here.
He got them to relax.
All right.
When they heard him, they said, "I can't forget this."
But yeah, no. So I do. Why do have you, Chaz? I should mention one person made a comment. I'm not sure if you're aware. She wanted me to pass it along to you.
Oh.
Nothing bad. She said she was reading something about the end of the world or something. And supposedly the way the theory goes, apparently the end of the world is going to start with a bunch of natural disasters.
Gotcha.
Well,
like this call, for example.
Yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, no, everything's fine. Thank you for checking, Chaz. I appreciate it. Sorry for the confusion.
Oh, no, Alex, you're great. Yeah. And I just wanted to see how you were doing because an hour ago, the EAS sent us a tsunami alert, not a test.
Right.
And we ran it and we didn't know what was going on. We thought there was a chance that it was real.
And we found shaking in the building, it was you.
And I just know that you got a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I did. Thank you very much for your concern. That's very kind of you, but everything's pretty solid now. Everybody calm down.
All right, good.
All is well.
Can you patch us through to Keith?
Oh, of course. Definitely. 1 second, and I'll have you right at his line.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Chaz. Thank you for your understanding, by the way.
Oh, thank you for your hard work.
Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome. No worries.
Homeland Security next week.
I love him.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, but we have to get him on the show.
Yeah.
He needs to be someone who works for
Martini.
This show.
Yeah. How do you tap this, Keith? He's like, I'm not picking up.
He's not going to pick
he's
up.
He's probably running up. Around going crazy
now
still.
These two idiots.
No, he was at from like 8:30 to 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Keith Dakin, operations manager. Please open with the reason for the call, then leave your name and your phone number twice.
You're kidding
really?
Me.
Get off my
really?
Desk, Keith.
Really? So you want a headline
really?
First? Yeah. Tsunami!
That's a good headline.
Subject.
Yeah, that'll catch
first paragraph.
Right.
That is the weirdest outgoing message. Please open with a reason for the call. He must get a lot of rambling phone calls. Okay, we're here in the studio, and we just wanted to check in with you. Thank you.
Right. Obviously, under the desk or drunk.
You didn't leave your number twice.
Oh, no, that's right. You have to.
That's right.
He's not getting
got to call back.
Great.
That's it.
Chaz, AJ, mornings.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.